Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, we got a game five tonight, baby. I'm feeling it, Crowder. I'm feeling it, baby.
I'm going to watch it on the plane.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to watch it on the plane.
Yes, sir. Crowder's in New York. Hawk is off today. Solana here, Dande, Jimmy, and we are now welcomed by the dulcet tones of Doug Plagans, who you'll hear on the call tonight alongside Billy Lindsay. It's Doug, the Florida Panthers radio voice right here on 560 WQAM. Doug, I owe you an apology. So here's what happened, Crowder. I texted Doug. I wanted to talk with Plagans today about the game. And he asked me, he said, arena or phone? I said, well, whatever is easier for you. And he's like, okay, arena. That sounds cool. And well, Doug, at around 4:20, texted me. He said, well, I guess you guys aren't at the arena. Doug, I apologize, because it must have been very weird for you to walk down to our broadcast setup and like nobody was there. It was totally empty, I imagine.
It was, but just a classic mix-up. We've been out of town. I didn't think you guys were going to be out here today, but I thought maybe there was a late change. Maybe I missed something, or maybe it was just instinct, because you guys have been here most of the time lately. So went downstairs. You weren't there, but we're connected on a broadcast line. So because of the miracles of modern technology, it sounds like we're right next to each other, which is the next best thing.
Absolutely. Here's what happened, Doug. Hawk is out today. He wasn't going to be here. Crowder's working remotely. So I could have broadcasted live from the arena, but it would have just been me and Tree. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
That sounds like a good time to me. I mean, I would have been happy to see you.
Doug.
Solana's not a looker, Doug. Solana's not a looker. He shouldn't be live anywhere.
He was here last week, and it was an enjoyable experience.
Yeah. Doug, first question is, with all the fighting, how is it possible that less teeth have been lost than on the ice over the past series than Crowder has lost on this radio show, over the past month? No, Doug, tell me, you know, what we should be expecting tonight, because the question going into game three was, were we going to see more fireworks? Clearly, the Bruins felt like they had to settle some debts on the ice. And the Panthers didn't buy into that. They played their game. Game three, they dominated. Game four, even though they were down 2-0, Doug, I felt like they were still in control of that game. They outshot the Bruins. Like, what are we expecting tonight? Is Boston coming with another, you know, chip on their shoulder, more physical play? They seem to be saying that they're not going to fall into that trap again. Like, what should the Panthers expect from the Bruins today?
I think you're going to see a very desperate effort from the Boston Bruins, no doubt about it. Their season is on the line here tonight. But the reason game two, in some regards, late in the game got out of hand was just the score got out of hand. If that had been a close game, I don't know that we would have seen everything that we saw back in game two. Plus, it was still early in the series, and you know, things have gone on here for the Boston Bruins. They're going to come out, and there's going to be physical hockey. Every game has been physical, but I would expect it to be between the whistles. Maybe you have some scrums here and there, but I don't think anything gets out of hand here tonight. I'm expecting it to be a pretty close one again, and you're going to see, like I said, you're going to see a desperate Boston Bruins team. But the Panthers here over these last three games, all of which have been wins, And that's how they've gotten the Bruins onto the brink of elimination, and they have the opportunity to oust the Boston Bruins from the NHL postseason for the second straight year and move on to the conference final for the second straight year. The Panthers are a deeper team. That depth has taken over. The Panthers' elite is deeper than the Bruins' elite, and the Panthers have been better on special teams. Sergei Bobrovsky's made timely saves. The Boston Bruins in that third period the other night, I know one of them was because of an unsuccessful coach's challenge, but the Bruins took four penalties in the third period in a close game back in game four. So if they want to look to reasons why why their comeback attempt may have fallen short, that could be one thing to point to there. The Panthers have been the more disciplined team in this series. So I think you add it all together. And then, of course, the game-winning goal last time out, Alexander Barkov took matters into his own hands, just made a great play at a crucial time in the hockey game, and ultimately ended up pushing the Panthers over the hump in that game four win. So you throw all that together, and that's why the Panthers have a 3-1 series lead, and that's why they have a chance to move on here tonight if they can get this thing done at home.
And Doug, you talk about, and I'm starting to learn this about hockey. It's a mental game. Like you even said, we talked to you, and you were like, you have to play when you're a physical team. You have to play on that threshold of physical or illegal. The discipline that the Panthers have played with, I think they're winning the mental game. Is that coaching, or is that the guy's maturity of what they've done? Because going into this series, we talked about it a lot, and it seemed like the Panthers just do enough to get to the Bruins, but then they don't go too far.
From coaching to player buy-in and all across the board, it's a full team effort when you look at something like that. But Paul Maurice has said it this morning. This is a great group of players, really approachable group of guys. You guys have had a chance to talk to them over the course of the year. Just a really great, again, down-to-earth, approachable group of guys. But it's a serious group of guys, as Paul Maurice has pointed to. And they're serious about winning, and they know what they have to do to be successful. And that's playing a certain way, and that's being disciplined while they do it. And, of course, the way this team plays, they're a physical team. They do live on the edge at times. They're going to take penalties, but they have such a good penalty kill unit. Aaron Ekblad's talked about it. Sometimes when they're down a man, they almost get excited about the opportunity to go out and kill off a penalty because their penalty kill's been so successful this season. It's a team that's just, again, knows the way that it has to play to win. They can win a lot of different ways, but they know how to be successful. They're really serious about getting the job done. And, again, that's why I think they're able to, again, play any kind of game. It's why they're able to be comfortable when other teams might be uncomfortable. It's also why I think they're able to make the opponent uncomfortable on a lot of occasions. They just keep coming at you, and their speed, and they defend well, and they've got a great goaltender back there. They can do it at 5-on-5. They can do it on the road any way you want to play. But, again, it's a really complete team. It's been really exciting to see, and I hope that the home fans get to see the Panthers move on tonight.
Again, we're talking with Doug Plagans. You'll hear him on the call tonight when the Panthers try to close out the Bruins. Cats preview will be at 6:30, and the puck drops at 7 p.m. from Amerant Bank Arena. Doug, you mentioned the goal that Sasha Barkov scored. I mean, it was incredible. Took on three Bruins players, put it in the back of the net, and ended up winning the game. I asked Goldie this earlier this week, or yesterday, I guess, if this was the best stretch, going back to that Lightning series, the best stretch of Barkov's career with the Panthers, which I know is saying a lot. Is this the best you've seen Alexander Barkov play over, an extended period of time, over a month's time with the Panthers?
He's been so great for so long, and he's done. And here's the other thing to remember. It feels like he's been around forever. He's been with the Panthers since he was drafted back in 2013. But remember, he came in as an 18-year-old. So when you look at the complete game, when you look at the quality of the opponents that the Panthers are playing, not only now but going back to the Tampa Bay series, it would be hard to dispute that, because his game has been constantly over the years evolving. And when you look at the age that he's at right now, I know it feels like he's been here for a long time, and he has. He's the longest tenured Panther, but at the same time, he really is, if you look at the true definition of it, he's just really entering what a lot of people would consider to be those prime years for a professional athlete. So he's a guy that, even though he's been so elite for so long, and he's been just the main driver and leader for this team for so long. He's a true student of the game, and he's always working on so many different little things. And again, to see his game continue to evolve, it's been truly impressive. I know that he's getting a lot of headlines across the hockey world right now, and it's all well-deserved. But last time out, that was an example of just a big-time player coming through in the biggest of situations. And, again, this is a guy whose game has been evolving over time, and he is at a point where he is – and it's been like this for a while, but he is in the elite of the elite category. And, again, everybody down here needs to just soak it all in, because we're watching a guy who's destined for, again, just to be one of the all-time greats here. It's truly special. And what he's been doing here on this playoff run has been – really otherworldly when you look at it. He's been just on an absolute tear, and again, he's been so great for so long, but right now truly just entering those prime years.
And Doug, as the playoffs mature and as the series matures, like the old phrase, the eye in the sky doesn't lie, like people start seeing what you're doing on the ice. You know what I'm saying? Like, in, you know, we game week one, you know, I'm a football guy, so week one in the NFL, you have way more information than week six in the NFL. And then if you get in the playoffs, you have way more information in the conference championship than you do in the wild card. How do the Panthers continue to dominate when now you're seeing, and now these other great organizations are seeing what they do, but they continue to win games and dominate? Like, how do the Panthers continue to do that night in and night out?
Well, they're just a really good team, plain and simple, and they've been able to be the aggressors more often than not, and they're deep, and their depth is showing. Bill Zito's assembled a heck of a roster here, and they're certainly deeper now than they were at this time last year. The Panthers have some really solid players who've been on the outside looking in, because the Panthers have started winning games, and they're all total pros. Everybody's ready if their number gets called, but the Panthers have just been, they're deep, their big guns are coming through at the biggest times. They're a complete team, and I think that's ultimately what has shown through in this series against the Boston Bruins. But again, that's really the biggest thing. And in the National Hockey League, and especially in these rounds here, playing against Boston, playing against Tampa Bay last round, there aren't secrets. Both teams know what the other's all about. They both play each other plenty of times during the season. They both have played each other, in the case of the Panthers and the Bruins, in the playoffs last season. These teams are familiar with each other on a night-to-night basis. So really what it all boils down to is the Panthers have been able to get to their game. They've been able to get to their game consistently, and that's really what's led to the fact that the Panthers have this 3-1 lead, and why the Panthers have continued to be an elite team going back to last season under Paul Maurice. And the other thing with this group, and we've talked about it quite a bit on our end, but everybody needs to just enjoy this, because this is a team that's not only good right now, but figures to be good for a number of years to come. The cornerstone players are locked in, and this is set to continue to be a great era in Panthers history.
Listen to Doug on the call tonight, again, right here on WQAM at 7 p.m. That's puck drop time. Doug, we know Marchand is out tonight for the Bruins, but for the Cats, Tarasenko and Reinhardt, they're good to go?
Yep, no changes to the Panthers lineup expected for tonight. I'd expect to have the exact same group out there tonight as last game. So,
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode, and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Excuse me. So Panthers.
I was just excited, Doug. My bad.
Oh no. Yep. Same. We're expecting the same lineup tonight for the Panthers as last time out. So and as you mentioned there for Boston, no Brad Marchand. They haven't declared a starting goaltender yet. But if they haven't gone off Jeremy Swayman yet, I'd imagine he'll continue to get the call for the Boston Bruins in net. But again, yeah, the Panthers running with the same group as last game.
Yeah, that's interesting, Doug. Hey, before we let you go, Doug, we were talking about this earlier in the show. I don't know if you saw this news. And we know you like to talk a little bit about food on our show. You've certainly
yes.
You've delved into some food conversations with us. Red Lobster is closing or has closed a ton of locations across the United States, including here in Florida. Were you ever like a big Red Lobster guy? Was that part of your rotation at any point in your life?
I wouldn't say part of a rotation. It's been a long time, but those biscuits were the thing.
Yeah.
That was kind of the argument where you talk about a seafood restaurant is the first thing you bring up are the biscuits. That's a biscuit restaurant. That's not a seafood restaurant.
That's a good observation.
Right. Well, is it though, Doug? Because Olive Garden is an Italian restaurant, but everybody would agree you go to Olive Garden for the breadsticks and the salad, and it's not a breadstick salad restaurant; it's an Italian restaurant.
But I think breadsticks and salad are that's a staple accompaniment with your Italian dinner, pretty much anywhere you go. I feel like a good Italian restaurant, no matter where you are, whether it's Olive Garden or whether it's a one-off mom and pop type of place, I feel like they're all going to pride themselves in their salad and their breadsticks. I think that's or some form of garlic bread type of thing. I feel like that's a common staple item at a good Italian restaurant. I like the chicken parm at Olive Garden. I think it's a solid selection there. But the breadsticks, the salad, you know I don't do soup. Bad incident. Winter 96, I haven't had soup since then. But the salad and the breadsticks, really good at Olive Garden.
Hey, Doug, if the Panthers win the Stanley Cup this year, soup on me, all right? Enough with the soup hate on your end. You gotta have a bowl of soup.
I'll be too happy to do something like eat soup. No way would I do that.
No, we're gonna. Put
why would
soup.
I ruin? Why would I ruin the moment by eating soup?
We're gonna put a little chicken noodle inside the Stanley Cup, and you're gonna drink it out of the Stanley Cup. That's
we're
what
not,
I want from.
I wouldn't do that to the Stanley Cup. Wouldn't I? Wouldn't do. I wouldn't
winners
do that.
Winner's minestrone.
To the cup. No soup. No soup for me. Ever.
Pasta fagioli. Come on.
No thanks to that either. I've seen that before. It doesn't look like something I'd enjoy eating.
That's Doug Flagans. He is an unbelievable broadcaster for the Florida Panthers, but he doesn't like soup. Very, very bizarre.
I don't need my food floating or submerged in flavored water. No thanks. I want it solid on a plate.
Doug, have an excellent call tonight. We're all hoping the Panthers wrap it up today, and we'll be listening. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.